Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Once you download that app to your phone, you just click on the app, you go to WILK News Radio, you hit follow. That's it. You get everything. You get us all the time. Anywhere you get food podcast, you just search The Rob O'Donnell Show and follow us there as well. And if you have your smart speaker at home, listen like I do, just ask it to play WILK News Radio and it'll play it live. How's everyone doing? It's Monday, September 22nd, 2025. The official first day of fall came in at just after 2 o'clock today. So we are in fall, early stages of fall, but we're there. September going by pretty quickly. 74 degrees outside right now. If you just heard the news break there, there is a statement out from the Walt Disney Company, and it was just released, and it says, statement on Jimmy Kimmel Live from the Walt Disney Company. The Walt Disney Company issued the following statement today regarding Jimmy Kimmel Live. Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. So tomorrow, Jimmy Kimmel Live will be back on the air. Now, this sets up a conundrum, I guess, because how this all started was Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, who owns a large majority of affiliates that carry ABC across the nation, said that they were no longer going to carry the Jimmy Kimmel Live show because of this. Now, their stance may have changed, but it may still stay the same. Simply because the Walt Disney Company and ABC are deciding to put it back on the air tomorrow does not necessarily mean that Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting will carry it on their affiliates. Now, that's going to be a problem if that's the case, and I have no inclination of what they're doing one way or another. I'm just saying how this all started was not comments from the FCC chairman, was not pushback from the public, was not people commenting on social media. After the despicable comments of basically things that just weren't true on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, who are in the middle of a deal, a business deal that they are worried about, and they should be. They're a company. Their focus should be on the business aspect of that company and not alienating half their viewers. So Nexstar and Sinclair, and if you remember, Nexstar is the company that's purchasing Tegna, which carries our ABC affiliate WNEP. So we are very much in the mix here. But Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, who own, I think Nexstar owns like 140 affiliates across the nation. I don't know what Sinclair owns, said that they were no longer going to broadcast Jimmy Kimmel Live because of his statements. And that made ABC and Disney, therefore, because again, there is this big sale going on, They didn't want to lower the value of their stations across the nation. Took a step back and says, whoa, well, we need to do something here. And they took a business decision. So what happens with that now? Well, we'll have to see what Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting does. I would imagine that the Walt Disney Company and ABC, which is one and the same, did not make this decision without consulting with Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting. So does everything just go back to normal tomorrow? Very well could be. But there may be more dynamics here than we know. So we'll keep our eye on that. Somebody texted, unfortunately. Yes, the Nexstar taking over Tegna has not taken place yet. It's in the planning stage still. It's in the proposal stage. I think it still needs FCC approval. So, yes, that was but that's part of why Disney and ABC are so concerned about what Nexstar and Sinclair will do, because it does interfere with their business decision that's going on of selling these stations like Tegna to Nexstar, and Sinclair is looking at some other ones. So that's the breaking news we have there as far as that. Now, some of the other, I'm trying to pull it up. There we go. Some of the other, yeah, that's, okay. The Pennsylvania GOP has endorsed Stacey Garrity to challenge Josh Shapiro for the governor in 2026. We also have the most recent numbers coming out as far as voter registration. A week ago, and this is just 1 week ago, Democrats had an advantage of 172,605 voter registrations. Today, that lead is narrowed to 169,223. That's down for Democrats, 3,382 in just 1 week. If Democrat registration or Democrat lead in voter registration in Pennsylvania is being reduced by over 3,000 per week, there's not a lot of time before we're not only just a purple state, but we're a red state. Democrats lost 1,874 voters and Republicans gained 1,508 voters. Now, if you add in inactive voters, because they can tell who's voting and who's not, Democrats over Republican is reduced even more to only 53,847. If you remove inactive voters. Now, obviously, if you're inactive for so long, you're taken off the voter rolls. But if you've been inactive, I think, for one or two election cycles, what's your propensity to vote moving forward? But regardless of inactive voters or active voters, which it's cut to only just about 54,000 lead for Democrats, on average, Democrats are losing to Republicans in the voter rolls in Pennsylvania by about 3,300 a week. 3,300 a week. What do we have till Election Day? Couple weeks, 6 weeks. An additional almost 20,000 voters. It's getting closer and closer in Pennsylvania. And Democrats really need to take a hard look in states like Pennsylvania and say, why is this? Why is it? If the platforms of this administration are so bad, if people are feeling the pinch so bad, if people are so scared of the, I'm going to lose my Medicaid, they're going to close rural hospitals and everything, the scare tactics that are out there, the VA is going to not serve our veterans anymore. You remember the rhetoric since the election. Why are they losing voters by 3,300 a week? I mean, more people are leaving Pennsylvania than coming into Pennsylvania. Now, we are getting an influx, but it's not like you have this massive influx from other states coming here and registering. These are people leaving the Democrat Party and joining the Republican Party in large numbers, 3,300 a week across the entire state. Bucks County. Bucks County just increased their lead by Republicans by 10,000 this week. Bucks County used to be a blue county a few election cycles ago. Now you have Pennsylvania GOP endorsing Stacey Garrity. Pennsylvania Republican leaders are all in on state treasurer Stacey Garrity and their 2026 gubernatorial candidate, banking on an early endorsement to unify the party behind Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro. Now, the party might try to shape Garrity's political posture over the next 14 months remains an open question. The Republican Party in Pennsylvania, with 326 state committee members voting, moved overwhelmingly to endorse Garrity in its fall meeting in State College on Saturday. That puts the weight of the party and its fundraising apparatus behind her well ahead of the 2026 primary election, when registered Republican voters will select the party candidate for governor. It's unclear if any big names other than Garrity will appear on the ballot. The only other heavy hitter who has expressed interest is State Senator Doug Mastriano of Adams County, who has warned that an early endorsement of Garrity risks coming across as the top down to alienate party voter base. Now, Mastriano, we know, was the party nominee in 2022, lost to Shapiro, and he has not officially said if he's running. By making an early endorsement, the state GOP committee is hoping to replicate 2024. What the GOP committee is looking to do is to curtail a nasty primary. It's going to be an uphill battle to challenge someone like a Josh Shapiro. Now, I think he's got a lot of bruises since his last election. He promised a lot of things and then turned his back on a lot of voters. I think his attachment to the Biden administration, and which is why you see him trying to distance himself now, is going to cost him, especially since he was on the short list for vice president. And now there's a little uneasiness back and forth between him and the former candidate, Kamala Harris. But for any Republican right now in Pennsylvania, it's going to be difficult. Now, Stacey Garrity did gain more votes than any statewide office official last election. So that's a good thing in her favor. If she can go unchallenged in a primary and avoid some dings and bruises with another Republican throwing mud at each other, then it makes them that much stronger to go against someone like a Josh Shapiro. I think that's what they're looking for here. So it is unusual for an early endorsement at this stage. But at this stage, especially after Doug Mastriano has already lost against Josh Shapiro, they're willing to put all their eggs in one basket and get behind it and see how far they can go. And with the voter registration changing the way it is, you know, 6 weeks from now, again, you're talking almost 20,000 more Republican voters than there is now. Now, there'll still be a deficit as far as against Democrats. But again, you look at that inactive voter and Democrats only have a 54,000 registration lead. It's going to be interesting. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Looking at some things to answer some text messages here. I've just got this story here. It was just published, but it happened this weekend. A suspect has been arrested after allegedly pointing a laser at Marine One with Trump on board. Authorities detained a man Saturday after the suspect allegedly aimed a laser at Marine One while President Donald Trump was on board, according to a legal complaint filed by the U.S. Secret Service. The man identified as Jacob Samuel Winkler allegedly flashed a red laser beam at Marine One as it was departing from the White House lawn. He posed a risk of flash blindness and pilot disorientation as the aircraft flew at a low altitude near another helicopter. We know Marine One flies in threes. This placed Marine One at risk of an airborne collision, the filing states. The filing states that Secret Service officer who was stationed on the ground to monitor security initially approached Winkler, who was shirtless, talking to himself and being loud. He was walked down Constitution Avenue. As Marine One was airborne, the officer shined his flashlight at Winkler, who then pointed a laser into the officer's face, apparently in retaliation, briefly disorienting the officer. At that time, Marine One flew at a relatively low height above the directly above the officer and Winkler. Winkler then allegedly pointed the red laser at Marine One and was quickly detained. So, interesting chain of events. He's shining the laser at Marine One. An officer comes up, shines his flashlight at the individual. The individual shines his laser at the officer's face. The officer gets disoriented. And then as Marine One flies over, he points the laser at Marine One.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Again, I could say he's being, he's going to be detained for a while. We'll see. The mental state didn't seem like all there, but you never know in these cases. It's 4:31 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes and law enforcement here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice. I believe we have six today from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Start off with Sergeant James Henry Rip Taylor Jr., Pittsburgh Bureau of Police in 1995, was shot and killed while he and his daughter interrupted a gang spraying graffiti in the intersection of Vassar Street and Grotto Street. Sergeant Taylor was off duty and was shot with his own weapon after being disarmed. The murder suspect later turned himself in. He was convicted of voluntary manslaughter and sentenced to 5 to 10 years in prison. Police Officer William McCarthy, Philadelphia Police Department, Pennsylvania, in 1987, was struck and killed by a drunk driver outside a Spectrum Stadium while on a mounted patrol following a concert. Officer McCarthy's horse, Skipper, was also killed in the incident. Deputy Sheriff Thomas Bateman, Bucks County Sheriff's Office, in 1986. Deputy Sheriff Thomas Bateman and Deputy Sheriff George Warda were killed when their patrol car was struck head-on by a tractor-trailer on Street Road in Warrington Township. deputies returning to their patrol area after conducting a prisoner transport. Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, William Etheridge Shoemaker, succumbed to a gunshot wound sustained on August 25, 1921, near Black Bridge along Wyalusing Creek, near Mariel. He and his son, who was acting as a special deputy fish warden, had arrested a man who, returning home after appearing before the justice, they were driving on the road that paralleled Wyalusing Creek when they spotted a lantern light and two men in the creek about 10:30 p.m. He walked down to the creek, leaving his son in the car. He found two suspects spearfishing without a license. He ordered both suspects to the creek, one of the men at the bank. As they walked up the bank, a second man grabbed Warden Shoemaker's .38 caliber revolver and shot him in the back of the neck. Constable Harry Colby, Pennsylvania State Constable, Bucks County, shot and killed while escorting, and this was 1914, shot and killed while escorting a forgery suspect to jail. The 18-year-old youth pulled out a handgun and shot Constable Colby in the chest, killing him. Several bystanders subdued the youth and turned him over to police. And those are our six here in Pennsylvania on this day, September 22nd. It is 4:40 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? And let's start out with a little history here. So about the whole Jimmy Kimmel being canceled, or whatever you want to say about it. Simple question. Did Nexstar and Sinclair say they were pulling Jimmy Kimmel before the FCC chairman's statements? Yes, Nexstar and Sinclair announced they were pulling Jimmy Kimmel live from ABC affiliate stations on September 17th, 2025, before FCC chairman Brendan Carr's evening statements praising their actions. And there's a timeline for that. Now, Brendan Carr was on a podcast, the Benny Johnson podcast, that morning. And he criticized Kimmel's comments about Charlie Kirk's assassination as sick and urging affiliates to prioritize the public interest, because he lied. What he said was not true. It wasn't an opinion. It wasn't joke. It wasn't comedic. It was a lie. At 3:11 p.m. on the 17th, Nexstar, who has 32 ABC affiliates, announced it would preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live for the foreseeable future due to Kimmel's offensive and insensitive remarks. Late afternoon that same day, September 17th, Sinclair, who owns 38 ABC affiliates, followed announcing that would also preempt the show, demanding Kimmel apologize and donate to Turning Point USA. That evening, September 17th, after both Nexstar and Sinclair had already made the decisions to pull Jimmy Kimmel live from their stations, FCC Chairman Carr on Fox News' Hannity praised Nexstar and Sinclair for their unprecedented decision to pull the shows, framing it as serving the local communities. Again, saying things that aren't true. Thus, Nexstar and Sinclair announcements preceded Carr's evening praise. No evidence suggests that they announced pulling the show before Carr's initial remarks. So you could read into it any way you want to. If the FCC's pressure was the reason, don't you think Jimmy Kimmel would still be off the air today? I would, right? If they were that afraid of the FCC weight, they wouldn't be putting him back on the air. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what Nexstar and Sinclair does. Trying to look in to see if I can find anything on that. Well, that's a little bit of the timeline there. But I think it's pretty safe to say if the FCC pressured Nexstar Sinclair to pull, that doesn't mandate that ABC and Disney pull Jimmy Kimmel, and they did. So it seemed like a business pressure as well. Now, obviously, the FCC has something to do that, because if you go on late night TV and you say something that's blatantly not true and not phrasing it in a joke or character form, which it was not, he was trying to tell people misleading story. And that was the narrative of a lot of the news. Remember, at that same time, ABC News, his parent company, Jimmy Kimmel Live, was still telling people the motive was unknown at this time. So let's get back to some history again. 1776, Nathan Hale, the Continental Army captain, was executed by British for espionage. That was 1776. Nathan Hale, Continental Army captain, was executed by the British for espionage. 1789, the U.S. Congress authorized the office of the Postmaster General. 1789. 1862, President Abraham Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. 1862. 1933, the Barker Gang killed an officer during a robbery of the Federal Reserve mail truck in Chicago. That's an interesting story to look into and do some research on. We actually in the police academy studied that incident, the 1933 Barker Gang. 1961, President John F. Kennedy signed legislation making the Peace Corps a permanent government agency. 1961. 1975, Sarah Jane Moore attempted to assassinate President Gerald Ford in San Francisco but missed. In 1993, an Amtrak train derailed near Mobile, Alabama, killing 47 people. That's pretty much today in history. Jake, it was a big sports weekend. What do we got? Where do we stand with everything that went on your end?
I didn't really get too much of a chance to watch the 1 o'clock games yesterday. I mean, really all I could say is when I look at the two Pennsylvania teams, that's why one of them is the defending champions. And that's why another one just barely skates by and either goes one and done the playoffs or doesn't make the playoffs. An incredible comeback yesterday by Philadelphia. I mean, you definitely have to hand it to them. The Rams just dominated the first half of that game, 26-7. Then, of course, when you look at all the how the special teams came into play, when you look at the blocked field goals yesterday, especially the one that Jordan Davis ran back to pretty much seal the game when it looked like the Rams were going to go kick a game winner. Pittsburgh, I'll tell you, that was one of the luckiest wins they've ever had yesterday. I mean, Aaron Rodgers looked spectacular against the Jets, but it's the Jets. I hate to say it, but I mean, he threw four touchdowns against them, but his performance the last two games has been very spotty, very erratic, very inconsistent, not thrown for 200 yards yesterday. New England Patriots should have won that game. There's no other way around it, but when you turn the ball over five times, I mean, that's why you lose games in the NFL. But the fact that they had five turnovers, and out of the 21 points that the Pittsburgh Steelers scored yesterday, that they were only able to capitalize on it once. That's very, very alarming. Because they're going over to Dublin, Ireland, which is the first ever NFL regular season game that's going to be played in Ireland this Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time on NFL Network. Obviously, when you think of the Rooneys, I mean, an incredible sports family in itself. Obviously, I wish Dan Rooney could have been there this Sunday to experience. Anyway, the Minnesota Vikings, I've sung Kevin O'Connell's praises so many times on the show before, and it showed yesterday. I mean, so Kevin O'Connell, since he was hired in 2022, he has had Kirk Cousins, lost Kirk Cousins to an Achilles tear, brought in Josh Dobbs, had a little bit of magic with him before things fizzled out, had an incredible year with Sam Darnold last year. Sam goes and signs a big contract with the Seattle Seahawks. You bring in J.J. McCarthy, and J.J. had an incredible comeback win against the Chicago Bears week one, but then of course he rolls up his ankle Sunday night last week against the Falcons, and in comes Carson Wentz, and obviously a very, very familiar name to this area and to the Eagles fans. And it's been a hell of a journey for Carson ever since he tore his ACL in 2017. I mean, he was with Philly in 2020, then the Colts, then the Commanders, then the Rams and Chiefs, and now he's with the Vikings. And they destroyed the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday, 48-10. So, honestly, if you're a Steelers fan, you have to be very, very concerned about this Ireland game. Obviously, because of that, I mean, Carson tore the Steelers apart in 2016 when he was a rookie. Brian Flores, that's a name that should have never left the Steelers. That's someone that could have been the next head coach in the making once Mike Tomlin will retire in a few years. But obviously, as we know, Mike wants to look like he's the smartest person in the room when he's far from it. So that's why they hire yes men for coordinators. I think again, I think the Minnesota Vikings, I think that this is going to be an absolute drumming of the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday morning in Ireland. I mean, just those factors alone, Brian Flores especially, because the Vikings are used to going over in Europe. They're used to playing over there. They've done tons of London games. They actually played the Steelers in London in 2013, won that game when they were 0-3. So honestly, I really don't have a good feeling about this game coming up on Sunday morning. Couple other notables, I would say. I mean, hey, did you see that Travis Kelce had another meltdown last night?
Chest bumping the coach. Yeah. That's not their first time. They've had that.
No, and
they've
it won't
done
be
that
the
a couple times.
Either. But I mean,
and Andy Reid defended him.
Yeah, and it's just again, where is Travis Kelce's mindset at this year? That's what I want to know. Because again, I mean, yeah, he's been known to be a hothead, but especially when you, again, it wasn't intentional. You injured Xavier Worthy. You had a meltdown last week. You had another meltdown last night. You were lucky that you played the Giants. But I mean, seriously, where is he at? That's what I want to know. And I think that it would actually benefit the Kansas City Chiefs if he retires after the season is over. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. Like we talked about last Monday, Rob, I think that he's more of a liability than he is an asset at this point in his career. Couple other things that came to mind. First off, I couldn't believe that Green Bay lost to the Cleveland Browns of all people. And I think that's just a case of, you know what? Big Sunday night game next week against the Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons is going back for the first time, obviously, since he and Jerry Jones had that falling out. So obviously they're probably thinking, oh yeah, it's Cleveland. We're going to beat them. Obviously it's going to be a big homecoming for Micah. And you know how it goes. When you look ahead and you underestimate your opponent, that's what happens. And then other than that, I would have to say impressive, and I mean impressive win for the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. Brock Purdy, it sounds like he could be back this Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mac Jones coming in 2 weeks in a row, doing an incredible job, especially dealing with a PCL injury that he had. The biggest thing is they're 3-0. They've won these games without Purdy, without George Kittle, without Brandon Ayuk. I mean, they've had so many injuries when it comes to this team, but they were dealt a big blow earlier today. Nick Bosa, torn ACL. He's out for the season, just 3 games in. This is just like 5 years ago when he tore his left ACL. It's the right ACL. So, I mean, when you look at that, when you look at the kicking change that they made going from Jake Moody to Eddie Pinheiro, it's definitely been some of Kyle Shanahan's finest coaching. But you just, again, this is a really, really good team that could bounce back with a vengeance. It's just this injury bug has killed them so many times over the years. So, good, decent weekend in the NFL. A lot of close games, and there's going to be a good one tonight with the Detroit Lions at the Baltimore Ravens. So I'm looking forward to it.
Where can you watch that on?
That is on ESPN. Kickoff
all right, so you can get
is
it on
about
regular TV.
Yeah, it's around 8:15 or so. So yeah, wild day in the NFL.
Yep, no doubt. Well, thanks for the update Jake. As always, it's 4:56 here at WILK. We'll be back. All right, it's coming up on the 5 o'clock hour here on WILK News Radio. We're going to go to our news break and weather and traffic and all that fun stuff here. When we come back, we still got another hour with us. Don't go anywhere, right? 5 o'clock hour is here. We're going to talk about the Farmer's Almanac. Being today is the first day of fall, just after 2 o'clock today, the fall season, so now you can officially enjoy your pumpkin spice and all the fun stuff that you get there and your lattes or whatever you do for those fall, your pumpkin beer or the fall Oktoberfest beers when you're out. But we're going to talk about the Farmer's Almanac and the discrepancy with the old Farmer's Almanac. I didn't know there was a difference. We'll be back after the 5 o'clock hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30. Rated T for Teen.